Hello, good people. It is your girl, El Boogie, aka Lauren, for El Boogie's Pop World podcast. I know it's been a little over a week, but there's a lot of good news coming down the pike and a lot of really cool stuff that I'm going to be doing, especially this weekend. So, I was watching, okay, because you know I'm all about my apps. I'm all about the apps. I'm all about my streaming services. So, yes, I'm all the Amazon Prime Video queen. I like sing it from the mountaintops, because what Amazon allows you to do is that you can connect to different channels. So, like your Stars, HBO, Cinemax, and I think they even have Brown Sugar, which is a Black Cinema app. You can connect to, and so you don't have to necessarily have that particular app on its own. It all is in one, it all connects like Voltron. Anyway, so I am still watching my, on Stars, the American Gods. If you have not seen the show, the first season, you need to see the first season first, because it's very, the landscape of these gods are really well, you know, explained and everything. And of course, you know of my obsession / infatuation with the actor who plays Shadow Moon, which is Ricky Whitey? Whitney? Oh gosh. It's something. But you look at my Instagram, you can see. Ladies with the shirts off moments, you're gonna know why I am low-key obsessed with him. But also, they have Orlando Jones, who plays Anansi. And if you're not familiar with Anansi, Anansi is an African trickster. African god, but seen as a trickster. And his character is very well-developed and really interesting. So definitely want to check that out and see what that looks like. And then they covered all the different types of gods and the different cultures. So with the Native American, with Irish Catholic, with African, etc. So it's really a really cool show. And it incorporates a lot of 21st century media and how we're turning gods out of media, which is really, really interesting. The first season, it was, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but just check it out. It's very, very cool. As far as other new series that are revisiting new series that are really amazing, I definitely love, BET Plus. I just got into that, and BET has their new streaming service where they have like all of your favorite shows from all the different channels. So like if you like Basketball Wives or you like Love and Hip Hop, they have it all in one place, which is very cool. But the new series that they have now that I've watched, and I am so excited for this first season, and I really want to see what they do for the next season, is First Wives Club. Actually written and produced, and I think she directed a couple of episodes, Tracy Oliver. So this is the same scribe who co-wrote Girls Trip, the super awesome film starring Jada Pinkett Smith and Queen Latifah and of course introducing Tiffany Haddish to the world. The series is really cool because it has these different actresses. It also includes Jill Scott, and covering, so I know, and I was reading a lot about her, the creation of the series and what her kind of inspiration was coming from. And a lot of it she was saying was she was incorporating the movie, of First Wives Club, that stars Bette Midler and Goldie Hawn and, I forgot her last name, Keaton. And she wanted to incorporate that into the show. And there are definitely moments where she does do that, and she does it in a really great way. But then also it's unabashedly black too, which I love. I love that they're having that natural hair. One of the actresses I know is the wife of Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us. I'm blanking out her name. I know I'm going to learn her name because she is her own person. But it's great to see it and to see their different experiences and how how they help each other to kind of get through the issues that they're going through with their husbands, with themselves, and, you know, and inspiring each other. So it's a great show. I definitely think you should be watching it. Bigger is also really good too. I just saw the pilot episode and I like it. I like the premise of it is really cool. So you want to definitely check that out. As far as the films coming out, okay, I know Joker is just killed it this past weekend. No pun intended. Sorry for that. But I definitely would want to see that, and I definitely have heard a lot of positive feedback from viewers who've seen it, and not just critics who are saying it's amazing, but actual things. So despite its negative, I guess, notorious reputation, you know, saying that it's triggering for people and that kind of thing, I think that a movie like that just really shows how a family can fall between the cracks in, you know, with DCF, so Department of Child and Human Services, how a mother who is pregnant with a child and doesn't have a lot of money and doesn't have the support and doesn't have a husband and doesn't have that father in their life, how that they can fall out, you know, just be left to their own devices. And I think this is a good kind of case study of what happens when this child is born, and how does he function, and how does he live, and what happens when the services that were supposed to be provided for him fail him, and how he's left to his own devices. So, you know, the friend of mine that went is actually works in mental health. So for her, she's watching it kind of as a study, and the way I kind of would imagine it being, that it's very much about, well, what happens when we don't give this person the services that they need, the help that they really, really desperately need, because we're too lazy or it's too much a bureaucratic, you know, minefield. What happens when that happens? So I definitely think that's a great movie to see. Another Halloween-y type movie that's coming out is Meet the Addams, the cartoon version for the ages. I think Charlize Theron is going to be the voice of Morticia, and I know Jennifer Lewis is a voice in there too. I think she's the grandma, but I'm not sure. But it, you know, of course, it looks great. It, you know, Wednesday has always been my favorite character, because it's just, she's so unabashedly sarcastic and morbid, and the macabre is just something that she's very comfortable with, and, you know, doesn't shy away from it, which is great. Which comes from the show and comes from the movies that we've seen, so it should be fantastic. The news for me this weekend, I'm actually going to the Urban Film Festival here in Miami, at the, Miami's Overtown Lyric Theater. So it's like their own little kind of area, village type thing, where they're going to be premiering I Got the Hookup 2, starring Master P and his son Romeo Miller, who's also a star for, I think, Growing Up Hip Hop. On WeTV. So we're me and my writing partner, hey Natalia, we're working on finishing up our pilot that we are kind of working together on, and I'm going in not as press for the very first time. I'm actually going as a creative. So I'm excited. I'm nervous. I think it's going to be a great opportunity, great way of networking. And I'm also bringing along my makeup artist friend, Melina Olivio. And she's the one that did my amazing makeup for the Queen of the Damned, Queen Akasha makeup that you see on Instagram. If you haven't seen Instagram, go check out Instagram. It's L Boogie Pop World 81. And it's Boogie with G-I-E and two O's for Boogie. But it's incredible. I don't know how it's like she did that. And you know, I love the art, the accessories she had for it was really, really powerful and really cool. And she was like, yeah, it's only like 10 bucks, put it together, no problem. So I think it's a great opportunity for her, because she's really trying to get herself out there as an artist, as a makeup artist for, you know, and maybe there be work there for her as far as, you know, for future films that are being made here in Miami. So I'm excited about that. It's going to be a great opportunity. So I'm definitely going to be recording. Hopefully maybe we can get the big get we're trying to work on. Okay. Don't ruin it for everyone, but we're working on it. It's, you know, getting like maybe a little mini interview with Romeo Miller. And I, you know, I really like his, you know, how he's grown to a young man and has, dived into different, arenas to kind of expand his brand, moving beyond just music, but knowing that there's other, areas that in entertainment that he can be a part of. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to give him to, so we'll see what we can muster for this weekend. So it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I will be going the Friday and the Saturday and possibly the Sunday, I think. But I think the big days are going to be the Friday and Saturday. Melina will be coming with me on Saturday. Also, just to note, so you know, Melina is a MAC certified makeup artist. So that means that she's done this for over 10 years. She's very, very comfortable with all complexions. So not just because when you look at her, she's as pale as a ghost. I know, I admit it. I love you, Melina, you know, but you know. But she is very comfortable with all different complexions, and her rates start at $100, which I think is very reasonable because she's also mobile as well. So just giving her a shout out and letting you guys know that I'll be in the streets this weekend. What else? I'm looking forward to today's Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to seeing Mixed-ish. I really like Mixed-ish. I finally saw the first episode of Mixed-ish. It's very good on ABC. It's the prequel of Rainbow's experience as a teen. Or preteen, because it's middle school. And I really am excited about the Black-ish episode tonight, which is their theme this week for all the different ABC shows is like cast from the past. So it's like people from like Cheers will be in one show, and people from Drew Carey's show will be in another show. And this show, Black-ish, is going to have girlfriends. Okay, if you don't know the show Girlfriends by Mara Akil, the Akils of Love Is from OWN, you are missing out on something amazing. This is like the Sex and the City, but it's kind of like that, but it's like cooler, and it's just, you know, unabashedly Black, which is so great. And to see these different women in different, you know, stages in their lives and different their own experiences is very, very cool. So they're coming to the show, so I'm really excited to see that reunion. It's been a long time coming, because we've all been, when the show was canceled, we were worried about, like, was it going to ever turn into a movie? Were they ever going to bring it back? We don't know. So this is kind of, hopefully, will spark some more talk about turning that into the movie that it deserves. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there for the universe. Please, Girlfriends movie, let's make it happen. I will go. I will support it. I will take 10 friends. I will take 10 girlfriends to go. Okay. So yeah, that's about it for this week. I'm going to keep you in the loop for things, and to look forward to getting some feedback and maybe some interviews at the Urban Film Festival this weekend. It's also, I think this weekend is also Carnival. It's Miami Broward Carnival. So not familiar with that. It's a big, party, there's a parade, there's events, there's all kinds of stuff, around, the Caribbean, community. So it's like the Trinidadians, the Bahamians, just all of the different, and here in Miami, because, you know, it's so multicultural, there's a big party for that. So, I will definitely see if we can get some footage for that and get some feedback from that, and we'll go from there. All right, guys, have a great day.